What's up, my friend? Welcome back to Find a Way Daily. I'm your head coach and founder of the league, David Kesey, and today's topic is why time blocking is not working for you.
You are now listening to Find a Way Daily.
Do you know someone who has talent that isn't doing enough for you? You find a way to reach the goal. You set goals and you knock them down. And I don't care what obstacle comes up.
It only took me 2 months.
Really?
Yeah. I made $100,000 in 2 months for the time I hired him.
Life adjusts to your commitments, not the other way around.
How many times have you been told you need to time block? How many times have you said that to yourself? You know what I need to do? I just need to time block. I got to time block more. You know what it is? I just got to time block. Can we be honest what you're saying when you say I need a time block? You're saying I need to get stuff done. I need to be more disciplined. I need to do what I said I would do. And so I want to give you some examples of or some ideas of why I think your time blocking isn't working for you if it's not, and more importantly, what you can do to make your time blocking work for you. So the first thing I want you to realize is this. You need to not fall into the dogma of real estate. The dogma of real estate. And what I mean by that is you'll see these big gurus and these big coaches that are like, you must wake up at 4 a.m. every day, and then you got to do your miracle morning, and then you got to do your hour of power, and then you got to... And look, I mean, a lot of those strategies come from repeating successful actions that other people have taken, no doubt. But I venture to think that a lot of you listening to this podcast, a lot of you watching this video right now, you are actually degraded by waking up at 4 a.m. in the morning. And then you feel weird because society and in the industry are like, well, if you don't wake up 4 a.m., you're a loser. That's not true. I mean, I have coaching clients that wake up at 9. They don't start work until 11, and they make literally $1 million a year. They have $100,000 months over and over and over again. Is that possible? It's of course possible. So the first thing I want you to do, I want this training right here to break the chains off of what you think you're supposed to do so that we can get aligned with your personality and strengths, because that's the key, my friend. When you align with your personality and strengths, you have more fun. When you align with your personality and strengths, you get more done. When you align with your personality and strengths, you're a more effective, you're more efficient, and all those things, right? So the first thing I want you to understand is your life is not set up like other people's. Your life is not set up like some real estate guru. Your life is not set up like some other agent. You might have kids. They don't. You might not have kids. They do. They might be married. You might not be. I don't know what it is for you. You might have other obligations and those kinds of things. So to copy somebody else's schedule for the sake of copying, it doesn't make much sense. Now, are there fundamentals like you should have a strong morning routine? Of course. Of course you should. But we're talking about time blocking here and why it's not working for you. And one of the big reasons it's not working for you is you're literally trying to copy somebody else's schedule who has a different life. You're literally copying the Facebook life of somebody else. I call it the comparison chaos. You're comparing yourself to other people and feeling not good enough because they wake up at 4 and you don't. And that's ridiculous. That makes no sense whatsoever. Now, do I have agents that wake up at 4 a.m.? Yeah. One of my coaching clients, Tim, wakes up at 4 a.m. He gets 2 workouts in before I'm even up. 2 workouts in before I'm even up. He's done a jujitsu workout. He's done another workout. And that's his thing. He loves waking up early in the morning. That's his thing. One of the big things that I would highly, highly encourage you to do is most of you watching this need to get 8 hours of sleep or more. You need 7 to 9 hours of sleep. And for you to wake up at 4 a.m., going to bed at midnight, and you're doing that over and over and over and over again, it's just not going to serve you. For some of you, it will. For some of you, it will. So the first one is don't buy into the dogma of real estate. We need to create a schedule that fits your personality and strengths. The second thing is this. You need to get clear on promises versus wishes. Promises versus wishes. We live in an industry where a promise broken with a good excuse is the same as keeping the promise. And that is not true. You need to stop making promises you know you're not going to keep. Those are wishes. I wish I could do that. Oh, I hope I do this. That's really what you're saying when you time block. This schedule looks amazing. I hope I can follow it. You got to get rid of that. And you have to say, what do I know I can do? And then build from there. You trying to take another agent's schedule and go, I'm going to do that. And then be consistent is highly, highly unlikely unless your personality and strengths are very aligned, unless your lifestyle is very aligned. I mean, I'll give you a great example. Half of you watching this right now are lifestyle agents. The other half are millionaire agents. Some of you are lifestyle agents where you're like, you know what? I want to make about 100, 200 grand a year or make whatever I want to make, and I want to go live my life. I want to have a good time. Some of you are like, I'm a millionaire agent, and I'll hustle, I'll grind, I'll work 80 hours a week. So to copy each other's schedule doesn't make much sense. So I want you to consider that. What can you promise me as your coach that you're going to do? Not what do you wish you would do, not what would be a good idea, not what you hope you can pull off based on somebody else's schedule or what you some guru said you should do, but what can I count on you for? And that's what I want you to write down in your journal. What can I count on you for? Week in, week out, day in, day out, what can I count on you for? The other thing is this, and I want to give you two tactics right here that you could to consider. Maybe you should be using these, right? So the first one is this idea of reverse scheduling. So don't time block before you do the stuff. Because, I mean, let's be honest. How many times have you time blocked? You do the time block, you're like, that looks amazing. And that little voice inside your mind is like, you're not going to pull that off. You do this every week. You do this every day. You write down your schedule and then you never follow it, right? So here's what I want you to try just for this week. Just for this week, indulge me as your coach. Indulge me and just say, you know what? I'm not going to write down what I'm going to have a theme of what I want to do, but I want you to do a second schedule. And that second schedule is you're going to write down what you've done, not what you're going to do. So every hour in the hour, you say, you know what? I worked out. I meditated. I journaled. I had breakfast. I took an ice cold shower. Ice cold shower? Yeah, take an ice cold shower. Took an ice cold shower. I did my prospecting session. Or is it, I was on Facebook for an hour and a half and not doing ads. I was fighting with my spouse. I was yelling at my kids. I was reading a book. I was educating myself, David. Were you, or were you entertaining yourself, right? So I want you to do this idea of reverse scheduling. Write down what you've done. And then at the end of the day, you do a daily debrief and you say, okay, where did I get off schedule? Where was I really good? Or maybe you did great. It's like virtual high five. Man, that was incredible. Killed it. Whatever it is. And then report to somebody, a coach, a accountability partner, somebody. Report to somebody about what you did and where you can be better. When you put your butt on the line like that and you make promises and you do things that I can count on you for, you create confidence, my friend. And when you do what you don't feel like doing and you do it anyway and you do it over and over and over, it builds a strength in character that's irreversible. It builds a strength in mindset that's unbeatable. And that's what you're trying to build. You're trying to build that momentum. So what can I count on you for? And then let's write down, let's reverse schedule. Let's write down what we did, not what we're going to do. So you have a plan, make your plan. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. And then here's what I did. And let's compare the two where you got off and let's adjust the schedule to fit your personality and strengths. One more thing I got for you. And that's this idea of batch scheduling. So this idea I brought to the real estate market because I noticed that a lot of agents can't follow that, you know what, I wake up at 4 a.m. and then I do my miracle morning and then I do my hour of power and then I prospect and call expireds every single day. And the way it came to me was I had a coaching client named Brett, and Brett was like, man, I kill it on Mondays. On Mondays, I'm good. Tuesdays, I kind of fall off. And then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I don't do it. And I'm like, huh. Well, what if we just took all the conversations you're supposed to make in your prospecting sessions throughout the day? If you're supposed to make 10 conversations throughout the day, every single day for 5 days, and you're consistent on Monday and Tuesday, what if we just batch scheduled, meaning we took larger time blocks, and on Monday you knew that this was prospecting day. This is prospecting and lead follow-up day where I make 50 conversations in one day, and I do all my lead follow-up, and then the rest of the week I can do all the other stuff that I do that gets me off track. It doesn't matter because I've batch scheduled and I got it all in. What if Monday was marketing Monday for you, and you woke up and you're like, I'm doing all my videos for the month. There's an idea. And then you get up, you do all of your videos, bang, 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 you knock them all out. And now you just schedule them out and you post them and you're done for the week. You're done for the month sometimes. What if Tuesday was your prospecting day and your lead follow-up day and you did all those and you set all your appointments? Or better yet, let me just give you a batch scheduling example right now. What if it was marketing Monday? What if Tuesday was prospecting? What if Wednesday was admin? And what if Thursday was appointment setting for the weekend? And the whole day was that. So you walk in, you got a one-track mind, boom, you're extremely effective. There's a good book on that does some research on this called Deep Work by Cal Newport. Deep Work by Cal Newport, where he talks about the value of doing deep work, how you get more effective, you're able to unleash your talent, you're able to get more done, you're able to do stuff that has an impact. Rather than going shallow every single day, you take time, you make bigger time blocks called batch scheduling, and then you go all in on that and you get better and better and better. I mean, let's be honest, if you did marketing Monday, and you did your first video, and then you do second video, and your third video, and fourth video, fifth video, sixth video. So how good are you going to be by that 10th video? You're going to be nails. I remember when I was studying sales. When I was becoming a master, I was on my journey to mastering sales. I locked myself in a conference room for 8 hours a day for 2 weeks straight. 8 hours a day. Think about this. 8 hours a day for 2 weeks straight in one conference room studying scripts and dialogues. Over and over and over and over and over. And that was the beginning. Why I had deep work. All I had focus on was, how did I say that? Why did I say that like that? What questions am I asking? Am I talking too much? All this stuff that I could just, that was the beginning of it. Now I transcended that where I realized scripts and dialogues, that's really for babies. That's really for novices in the sales industry. And there's actually a better, a higher level of how you sell, which we teach inside of our coaching program. But the beginning of that was the deep work of scripts and dialogues. And I venture to guess that if a lot of you did deep work on your videos, if a lot of you did deep work on your prospecting and your lead follow-up scripts and dialogues, you would be lethal. You would take way more listings. You would make way more money. Like, people always ask me, like, why the $100,000 a month in GCI? Like, why are you so focused on that as a coach? Number one, because when your bills are about $10,000 a month or $5,000 or $3,000 a month and you make $100,000, it will literally change your life. So what I do is I try to get every single coaching client that wants to do that, wants to do that amount of business. I help them set up their skills, their strategy, their mindset, their systems, their structure to scale to $100,000. And the reason I do that is because when you have $100,000 in the bank and you made that 1 month, it's a lot easier to be confident when you go out into the marketplace. So how do you do that? The only way you're going to be able to do that is if you can take some deep work to really get stuff done, my friend. Consider that maybe you need to do some reverse scheduling. Maybe you need to make promises that you know you can keep. Maybe you need to take on this idea of batch scheduling so that you can align your schedule with your personality and strength. So I want you to break out your journal and ask yourself that. Ask yourself this. How do I need to set up my schedule that's more aligned with my personality and strengths so that I can be more effective? How do I need to set up my schedule so that it's aligned with my personality and strengths so that I can be more effective and efficient? That's really what I want you to do, my friend. Don't fall into the dogma of real estate. Make sure you get stuff done. Make sure you feel good. Make sure that everything is organized and working according to your life, not the life of other people. Avoid the comparison chaos, okay? Hope you got a lot out of this training right here. If you're looking for more training, you can go visit us at our website. Otherwise, until I talk to you next time, my friend, go out there every single day of this week and go relentlessly, go unapologetically, go find a way. Hey, my friend, if you know somebody who could use this message, please give it to them. Share it with them as a gift. When we uplift other people, it uplifts our lives as well. And if you want more training, you want more insights, you want more lessons on how you can perform, persuade, and produce at higher levels inside your business and life, please come visit us at davidkesey.com. Again, that's www.davidkesey.com. Until I talk to you next time, my friend, go find a way.